It is kind of a crazy, mixed up story when you think about it. I'm talking about King Saul. He's out wandering around looking for these donkeys that his daddy had lost, and he sent Saul and Saul's servant to go find these donkeys. And while they're out on this mission, he ends up meeting the seer or the prophet Samuel. And Samuel says, "You're going to be the next king of Israel," and anoints him as such. But here's this man. He's taller than every other man in all of Israel. I think he has a little problem with self-esteem, because he's the one that said, "Look, I'm from the smallest tribe in all of Israel. I come from the poorest family in all of Israel." It's kind of like, why me, Lord? Why would you choose me? But Scripture says that in the process of all of this, that God gave Samuel a new heart. And I would interpret that to simply say that the Spirit of God had come to him and was giving him a power that he didn't even know that he had. But now, what also intrigues me in all of this is that here Samuel had gotten the word from God: anoint this man that's going to come to visit with you, this young Benjamite, anoint him and pour the oil over him and say, "You're going to be the king of Israel." But then there was the question of convincing the Israelites that this is a good idea, that this is your chosen leader. And so he calls a unified meeting of all of the leaders of Israel, of all the tribes, to gather. And they use the old Urim and Thummim. And we're not sure exactly what it was, but it was some type of device that they would put up underneath their garment. And then they would cast it. And by doing that, they could begin the process of elimination. So they started it with all of the tribes of Israel. Let's figure out what tribe he was from. And so they cast the Urim and Thummim, and it said the tribe of Benjamin. So that's okay. So now let's see what family the king is going to be from. So they cast it again, and it said the family of Kish. Well, already all the leaders of Israel are scratching their head because they can't figure this out. Why would we choose a king from that little tribe of Benjamin? And then why would we choose a king from the poorest family in all of Israel? You see, that's the logic of mankind. That's the way we think. But that's why oftentimes we're insecure in our decisions, because we're thinking with a mindset from the human perspective, when God has a totally different perspective. And that should always be what we're seeking for, if indeed we're acting wisely. But I'm afraid that's not often the way we operate. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.